I grew up in Chicago.
Oh, did you? Well, I was just walking over the bridge beside the Wrigley building. Like, I remember it as clear as a bell, this notion of a big black bird, you big black bird, you. And I thought, oh my gosh, I carry little sketchbooks. My dad was an artist. I carry little books with me, and I think, yeah, oh gosh, here, hold on. I'll just, I'll dig around in my beautiful bay here. These are my books, and they're mostly just, I did dump a cup of coffee in one, but yeah, they're funny things. They don't make much sense, I think. I mean, mostly because it's unreadable writing. My handwriting is terrible, but they mostly are really just sort of jottings of ideas more than anything else. Yeah, so things that, like, neat sounding words or, but absolutely, I think if I went back to about, I don't know, 2008 or 9, I would be able to find the book where big black bird you was noted down. And I also always note the place and the time where I'm noting things down. So I'd probably be able to find Chicago, date, and you big black bird you. So
the Wrigley building and the Chicago River and the river flowing backwards so that the pollution will go into another river instead of the lake. Yeah. And kitty corner from a building where I was hosting a jazz show early in my radio career. So I was at 333 North Michigan, kitty corner from where you had that moment.
Yeah, I know. It's now, it is still a media building. I want to say that it's CNN or something is located there, right across kitty corner. I think I was in Chicago that year just to sort of absolutely desecrate the notion of rivers, to offer the audience the terrible things that are done to rivers. The rivers are all dyed green in Chicago because I think I was there close to St. Patty's Day. So it's like people are just puking and like peeing beer into the, like, there's nothing at all, like, even remotely poetically connected to the Skeena. So I'm somewhat ashamed that now that you've asked the question, where was the genesis of Skeena? I can tell you, yeah, it was in the most non-wild river system. But, you know, who knows? Maybe it's exactly that. Maybe it's at these moments of the complete antithesis to what we want to convey that we're told, here's a tiny little spark. This is perhaps what you might think about writing about. So
you can imagine a kid growing up with that river and the Des Plaines River further west and part of the Mississippi Valley river system. You can imagine me coming out here and seeing something like the Columbia River or the Elwha River. And when I picture the Elwha, I think I begin to get a sense of what the Skeena River is like, even though I've seen the Skeena because I've driven on at least one occasion from, you know, Prince Rupert back to Seattle.